Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A Radio Info Raw Edit podcast. The conversations behind our reports.
I'm talking to Emily Copeland, General Manager of CADA. You've just given a presentation about the philosophy behind this new youth station. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I think what's really interesting about what CADA is doing is that we realised there was a massive opportunity for us to connect young audiences with content that was culturally relevant and also represented a diverse viewpoint in terms of the kind of people that are speaking about the culture and the kind of music they're talking about, recognizing that while CADA is anchored in hip-hop and R&B, the culture around hip-hop and R&B is so much more diverse, covering everything from fashion to sport to food. And so we are looking at all those different touch points and ways that we can allow brands to come into the CADAverse and connect with 18 to 29 year olds across all those multiple touch points.
You did some studies of those 18 to 29 year olds, and I'm interested in what they told you about advertising and how they want to hear audio advertising.
Yeah, I mean, it was no surprise. The number one thing that 18 to 29 year olds told us they disliked about radio in the commercial space was ads. But at the same time, they said to us they don't dislike advertising. They just want advertising to be engaging, relevant, and entertaining. So there's a huge opportunity for us to move away from those traditional 30-second spots and dots to create more integrated content that delivers advertising messages to them in a way that they do find relevant to help increase our time spent listening and engagement with audiences as well.
One of the examples you gave was Red Bull. Tell me about that.
Red Bull is a really great example of a campaign that allows us to work with a brand who understands culture and who understands music and to create content with them that is focused in music. So working with Red Bull on their 64 Bars campaigns allowed us to bring artists into CADA and create multi-platform content. So it went from interviews in the breakfast show through to audio content that then gets cut up and played across the schedule through to video content as well, allowing us to really focus on that multi-platform, multi-touch point kind of engagement with our audience.
And is the money coming in yet? Are you seeing revenue?
We're definitely seeing an uplift in revenue. So we're seeing an uplift in both audience and revenue, which is great. And, you know, we're excited to work with more brands, though, in this more integrated partnership space. And so that's what I'm really looking forward to expanding on over the next few months.
Tell me a little about how the audience shakes out. You're on air, on radio in several markets, and you're also online and on iHeartRadio. What's the breakup of that large number of people you told us about on each platform?
Yeah, so we're seeing about 3.1 million connections with Australians each week, and a lot of that is made up of broadcast audio across all the different formats in which you can consume CADA. So that's FM in Sydney, DAB in every capital city around Australia, and also iHeartRadio nationally. But in addition to that, we're reaching a significant number of people on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and through YouTube. And the YouTube content has been incredible to see the number of views and the amount of engagement that we're getting through that video content, which is you know, it also allows us to give audiences who consume audio content an additional space to just get more from CADA.
The YouTube content, I mean, that's pretty impressive, the way you've built the studio. You've built it for vision, for vertical video, and you're using it on those social media platforms pretty well. Are those people coming to the live radio broadcasts?
I believe so. I mean, it's a hard thing to measure, but what we're finding is that people who are fans of talent that we've brought into CADA, because a lot of that talent already came with their own fan base. And so if an audience is a fan of a particular talent, they're following them throughout our ecosystem to engage with them in all the different ways that we're offering, whether it is through audio content or whether it's through video content or socials.
Have you had to do new kinds of deals with those personalities? Because they do have a fan base, and if they're advertising something, are they getting a different kind of deal to standard radio deals that personalities have when they are associated with advertisers?
That's really interesting because we set up Cater from the beginning in a very different way to traditional commercial radio. So everything that we've done has been non-traditional, and that definitely includes the kind of deals that we've done with talent, because as you said, they do come with their own existing fan bases. A lot of them are content creators in their own rights, and they're continuing to make their own content off the Cater platform as well as on the Cater platform. And a lot of them are very au fait with brand partnerships and brand deals, and you know, they've been making money in the past off doing those kind of deals themselves. So I think what's really nice though about having talent who understand the power of partnering with a brand is there's no education needed. So when we have those talent come into Cater and we explain to them that we're looking at doing stuff that's more integrated with brands, they get it straight away.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.